We had the Rhody Range, which started almost to the south boundary line, went to the north boundary line of the county. I don't remember I ever heard how many acres, but it was big. But now, over the period of years, you know, it's handed down and subdivided and subdivided, and it gets smaller and smaller. They still, certain families still, that didn't have so many heirs, they still have a pretty good sized range.
I see.
They have several thousand acres in the range. Like my father, well, of course, he had different property in the range up north, the Hill Country Range. He had around 1,500 acres there. But then we were 10 kids. Of course, he had farmland down where Cuihi, where we lived, and down below here. So four of us got the ranch land. Well, you see, when you divide that four, it cuts it down pretty small right away.
Right.
And that's the way most of these ranches are now. Right. They've been handed down and divided and subdivided and get smaller and smaller.
Well, where do you have to go in Texas before you run into these enormous ranches that everybody hears about in Texas?
Well, that's mostly history, I think.
Oh, really?
Now, we still have, like say, out in northwestern part of the county, some that are pretty good size. That was the Rhody Range, R-O-T-H-E, Rhody, that big one. And then we had the Gross, G-R-O-S-S, range down in the southwest here, and there are a few others I can't remember, Studs, and can't recall the names right now. They had pretty good size ranches. But all these 100,000 acre ranches, there's no such thing in Texas anymore.
Mm.
That's done long history.
I see.
You know, you hear a lot of stories about Texas. Well,
sure
they're
is.
Just stories. Now, of course, when my grandparents came here, this was a wide open range. My great-grandfather settled from my mother's side, settled in Castorville, came with Louis.
Who was that?
He was Castro that brought the people over, called the colonists over, first man in rank under Castro, and settled at Castorville. And they went in freighting business, wagon freighting from Indiola, which was the only port at that time in Texas, to San Antonio and other places around here. And later on, he had a ferry across the Medina River. It was a flowing river, and I don't know how wide it was. I imagine from here into the street or so wider, that actually nice flow. And he had a ferry that ferried the traffic across, wagon, freight wagon, and so on. It was a team-operated ferry. How, I don't know. That's before my days.
Team of mules?
Yeah. And then later on, he saw that the iron mule was coming in pretty soon and took the trade of freighting away from him, see, mule-tailed, mule team freighting, and he sold out his freighting interest and came right here to the age of 10. You came 173.
Right.
There's Hermanson's, you would possibly notice the sign, steakhouse. Well, that's on the property that my mother's father, grandfather, owned. He had, I don't know, quite a spread there, how much, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they and finally settled and lived and ranched the farm. And my grandfather was the older of the three boys of the family. And he was a small fellow.